Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Danny. We're conducting an interview with your babe. Would you be interested in participating? Hello.
What is it about? What's it about?
Give me one quick second. Okay, it's about a question about your attitudes and opinions, and your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential.
Okay, repeat that for me. What's it about?
It's a survey. We ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential.
Okay.
You're interested?
Okay.
This would help us a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And
okay.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time for this. Okay, let's continue. Let's start. Are you speaking to the named person on the list? Give me a quick second. So your name is... Give me one quick second. Your name is Matt, right? Okay, let's go ahead. Okay, let's start. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And this is okay if you don't want to say it. Can I have, please, your year of birth?
Year of birth, 1957.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. What is your race, if let me ask? Are you white, black, or African American? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Okay, repeat that for me. What?
Sure.
Yeah, repeat that whole question for me again.
Yeah. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American? American Indian or Alaska Native or Asian, Middle Eastern or Pacific Islander?
White.
Thank you very much.
It's white.
Okay, let's go on to the next question. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, or a professional degree?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio or, like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Yes, okay, thank you very much. As you may know, in November of 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council and local levies, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? I'm sorry. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are at 12%. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'll read some issues, and also please let me know three of the most that are important to you. Healthcare, property taxes, racial inequity, criminal justice reform, education, transportation, jobs, economy, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, access to abortion, housing, crime, violence, or other.
Okay. Go to the top of the list.
Okay.
It was up there. Property taxes is one.
We have health care, property taxes, we have racial inequity, criminal justice reform. Any of those?
Yeah, property taxes. Yep. I would say that. Yeah.
Okay. I have also racial inequity, healthcare, criminal justice reform, education, transportation, jobs, economy, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, access to abortion. I also have housing, crime, violence, or other.
Crime and violence is one.
Okay. Healthcare, access to abortion, transportation, education, criminal justice reform.
Education.
Okay, thank you very much.
Education.
Okay. I have three. Give me one quick second. Okay. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Shannon Harden. On a scale from 0 to 10.
No.
Okay.
Never heard of her.
Kilgore.
What was that one again?
Megan Kilgore?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. Nancy De Akauer.
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Rob Dorrance?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. The Columbus City Council. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Sure. 0 to 10. I would say 0.
Okay, thank you very much. The Fraternal Order of Police. From 0 to 10?
5.
5, thank you. How about Adrian Hood?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you very much. Farhan Jetty. Have you heard of him? Or on a scale from 0
nope.
to 10? No. Okay.
Never heard of him.
For Nick Bankston?
Nope, never heard of him.
Okay, I have three last ones. Shayla Faber.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Manuel Remy.
Nope, never heard of them either.
Okay, for the last, I have...
Sounds like all those people need to do some advertising because I've never heard of them.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's continue. Give me 1 second. And that was bricks because I don't know. And then she gets one right here. Okay, I got it. Okay. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Let's see. I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction.
I would say I'd like to go in a new direction.
Okay, thank you very much. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? Are you undecided to Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Since I have never heard of either of them, I'd have to say I'm undecided.
Undecided. Okay. Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Tate Alcower? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Tate Alcower?
Or neither?
Okay.
Or undecided?
Okay, thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Getty or Nick Bankston? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Farhan Getty or Nick Bankston? Are you undecided for Farhan or Nick Bankston?
I'm undecided.
Okay. By the way, thank you very much. We're almost at 50%. Thanks for staying up with me. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone with bold, innovative ideas, to change how things have been done. Someone with experience that knows how to get things done in local government.
Okay, repeat this for me.
Yes. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone with bold, innovative ideas to change how things have been done, or someone with experience that knows how to get things done in local government?
Why not bold and innovative ideas?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, and day 5 means the statement that makes you know more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And day 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November of 2023. Farhan Kechi came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Kechi has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for city council to better represent our diversity and rebuild trust between police and the community. On a scale from 0 to 10, are you more or less likely to vote for him?
I'd say more.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll read about Nick Bankston. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health care service to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities as the endorsed Democrat is running for re-election to continue creating a safe, more equitable city for all its residents. On a scale from 0 to 10, are you more or less likely to vote for Nick Bankston?
Less.
Okay, thank you very much. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Kechi or Nick Bankston? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Farhan Kechi or Nick Bankston? Are you undecided? Would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Kechi?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And we're at 55%. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. This helps me a lot. Okay, next I'll read about some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council, and rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, and a 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and a 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Nancy J. Alkauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for the marginalized communities. On a scale from 0 to 10, I'm sorry, what number would you give her?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And for Luis Gil, he is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner since moving to Columbus a decade ago. Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As an endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give him?
Eight.
Thank you very much. Okay. We're almost at 60%. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Deacour? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Luis Gil or
Nancy? The first one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The first one.
All right. We're almost done. Please bear with me. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. And again, rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council, and 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for the city council in November of 2023. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence preventing programming as the endorsed Democrat. He is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give him?
0.
Okay, thank you very much. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden, who has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give Adrian Hood?
Three.
Great, thank you very much. Let's go on to the next one. We're at 63%. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? Undecided leans towards Adrian Hood or towards Emmanuel Remy.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you very much. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate B, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root cause of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Candidate A, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime, invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes, and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. Would you choose candidate A or B?
B.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you think the Columbus City Council has done too little, the right amount, or too much on the issues of crime and public safety in the last 2 years? Too much, too little, or the right amount?
Too little.
Too little. Okay, thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some information about the actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable toward the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable toward the city council. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And by the way, we are at 70%. We just have 20% to go, and we'll be done. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give them?
Repeat the question for me.
Of course. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. On a scale from 0 to 10, are you favorable or much more favorable or neutral?
And I need to give you a number, so I'll give you, I guess, 2.
2, okay. Thank you.
Good.
The Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give them?
2.
Okay, thank you. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City school students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give them?
2.
Okay, thank you. I have 2 more questions. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. On a scale of from 0 to 10, what would you give them?
4.
4, okay, thank you. Lastly, the Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis, so the police can focus on violence emergencies. On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you give them?
4.
4, okay. Okay, we're at 81%. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adults ages 21 and older in Ohio. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults, or are you still undecided? If you had to choose, would you vote yes to support the
undecided
amendment? and decided, okay, thank you very much. And as you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operation expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate, which amounts to $2,270 for each $100,000 for the country auditor's appraised value for a home commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to the support the measure, or would you vote no to oppose the measure, or are you still undecided?
I can't vote for it because I'm not in the Columbus school system.
Okay. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you very much. We're at 91%, almost done. And are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. Thank you very much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself a strong or a not-so-strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you very much. Okay, we're at 95%. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you very much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I just should not answer that question.
Okay, that's totally okay. The last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not, you don't have to say the exact amount. Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't answer that question either.
Okay, that's totally okay. And this concludes our survey. Again, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for helping out. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, bye.